The Guinea Pig. The scene is a man seated in a corner booth of a typical truck stop diner, anywhere, USA. The waitress is setting a very large bowl of soup on the table for him. After a few brief moments, the man calls over to the waitress, who has now gone to the other side of the room.
There you go, sir. Enjoy.
Now that's what I call a big soup bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress!
Yes?
It seems to be an animal in my soup.
What kind of an animal, sir?
I'm not positive, but I'll say, a hamster, I think. He's in my bowl of soup.
I think you're mistaken, sir. You say there's a hamster in your soup?
Yep. I'd like a new bowl of soup, please.
I'm sure if you look again, you'll see that you've made a mistake.
Look, I know I've made no mistake about it. There's a small, furry, hamster-looking thing here, and he's drinking my soup. And would you please bring me a new bowl of soup?
Oh, I know what must have happened. That's not a hamster in your soup. It's a guinea pig.
Ugh.
The cook must have forgotten to remove it before I brought your soup out.
What? Are you kidding? What?
Yes, sir. We serve them in all the soups. If the guinea pig lives, then we know the soup is safe to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And if it dies, well, we know someone might have poisoned the soup. But we can never be certain for sure.
Well, that's got to be the stupidest thing that I've ever heard. This creature is beating me to my soup. Look, he's finished almost all of it. I certainly don't care to share my soup with a hamster or some guinea pig that's dressed to look like a hamster.
Sir, just be thankful it wasn't poisoned.
Oh, and is poison soup a common occurrence at this restaurant?
Well, that all depends on what you mean by common.
Let me put it to you this way. Has anybody ever been poisoned here?
Well, come on. Not since we've started serving the guinea pigs in the soup. Nope, not a one.
I see. And how many guinea pigs have died from drinking poisonous soup?
Well, you know, it's really very hard to tell. You see, guinea pigs don't really know how to swim very well, and so some of them may have just plain drowned. Or perhaps some might have just died of natural causes, you know, like a heart attack, maybe even just old age.
Mm, yeah, right.
We do reuse them for quite a long time, and, you know, who knows what their life expectancy really is in these days. But I don't really know if guinea pigs ever have heart attacks.
What are you, so
do you? So maybe some are depressed and just decided to...
Look, just tell me how many have died. I'm not at all concerned with the known or the unknown causes.
You mean in the last 2 months?
I don't know how many months since you started using them.
Well, that was just 2 months ago.
Well, fine. Stop stalling. How many guinea pigs have died in your soup in the past 2 months, woman?
25.
God. Tell me, do you get many customers coming back to this restaurant?
Well, we are on a major highway here. Yes, we see a constant flow of new patrons.
So it doesn't really bother you that you'll never get repeat business from any sane human being?
Well, hey, that's the way it just goes sometimes. Well, you know, some people have no concern for their own safety. You can eat in other restaurants if you want to. Sure, see if I care. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we don't need your business. Do you have any idea how many people are killed by food poisonings in restaurants each year?
Of course not.
Well, do you? Well, I do. Just look at this report. Thousands.
Yeah.
But the name of this restaurant does not appear on this list. We have not had one customer die of food poisoning. Not one.
Oh, yeah, right.
We are very proud of that. And even though we do not get a lot of repeat customers,
we don't get any.
You know what? Excuse me, sir. But what is important that is that we are concerned for our patrons, you know, such as yourself, and we're here to protect each and every one while they are seated under this roof.
Oh, you should be proud. I can believe that nobody's ever died from food poisoning here. That's probably
right.
Because nobody ever gets to eat anything here.
Sir?
Who in their right mind is going to eat a bowl of soup that they just picked a hamster out of?
Oh.
Whether it's sterilized or not, I don't care.
Sir. It's a guinea pig, sir.
I don't
care. It just looks like a hamster.
I don't care if it's a damn muskrat. I can't believe anybody would want to share that soup with any animal, sterile or not. For one thing, you got to be quick. Look at this little guy. He's just finished mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's licking my spoon.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Give me that spoon, you pig.
Well, then obviously it wasn't poisoned. You see? You could have eaten it and been well assured of your safety.
Mm-mm.
We did good for
Mm-mm.
you.
Mm-mm. A lot of good that information does me now.
Well, you could always lick some off the guinea pig. Would you like a couple more napkins?
Don't be... You're disgusting.
Fine, I'll bring you another bowl of soup.
No.
We can skip the guinea pig, or better yet, we'll just dip his head in it so you can get a few quick sips.
No, certainly not.
Not even a little lick?
No.
Well, couldn't hurt.
Not even a little lick. Absolutely not. You idiot, bring me a new bowl of soup. Don't let any furry creatures get within a foot of it. Do you understand that?
Okay, well, how about something with feathers?
Nothing. No. Nothing with feathers. Nothing. Just
you know what?
Plain
fine.
Soup.
Fine. It's your life.
Well, little fella, you certainly earned your keep this time, didn't you? You are kind of cute. Kitsikitsiko. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Waitress!
Yes, sir?
I think my guinea pig just died.
Oh, too bad. Maybe he had a heart condition.
But, like hell. Somebody's trying to poison me.
Oh, no, sir. I'm sure your guinea pig's untimely death had nothing to do with the soup.
Mm-hmm.
He finished the entire bowl. If your soup had been poisonous, he surely would have kicked off faster than that.
You know, a man could easily starve in a place like this. What else you got in that kitchen besides this tainted soup that you brought to me?
Tainted? Well, you know, we do have a special tonight.
Yeah.
The cook just told me about it.
Really?
Fresh, baked, stuffed guinea pig.
Really?
Really.
Never heard of it. What's it stuffed with?
Our soup of the day.
Oh.